News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Damian McCarthy, CEO of HR consultancy firm HR Buddy. You have been writing in the Irish Examiner that employers need to work with staff, but they can't solve the nation's traffic jams. Tell us what you think.
Good morning, Shane. Good morning to your listeners. Yes, well, I think there's a worrying trend in the argument and debate with regards to remote working and the makeup of work. And I've seen this in particular over the last few months, where I think there's an insecure and immature argument being put out there, which is unfair on business owners and employers. And one of the more ridiculous arguments I've heard over the last number of months, Shane, is that employers should leave their workers work from home on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays so that there would be less traffic and less traffic chaos inside in their cities and towns. And I think this is the remote working argument gone mad.
Okay. Now, I accept the point you're making, but could you not make the argument that, okay, it's not up to employers to solve traffic jams, but maybe they can be part of the solution along with better public transport, other traffic alleviation measures introduced by the government, maybe people themselves making decisions to take public transport rather than driving? Are they not part of the solution?
Absolutely, and employers and organisations, and I advocate for employers to do that. We now live in the most flexible world of work that we have ever lived in. Okay, we've seen huge improvements. It was obviously remote and flexible working was kicked on, obviously, by the COVID pandemic. And I think we've done very well in this country in adapting to it. But we must continue to move forward. And I suppose why I'm taking aim at this kind of debate or argument that employers, and they should leave workers at home to, you know, kind of solve the traffic chaos, is that, you know, employers and employees pay their taxes, Shane. Employers do that as well. And actually, employers should be, and organizations across the country should be asking the Department of Transport, the Minister, TII, the local authorities, county councils and city councils, why isn't the infrastructure there? We're paying our taxes, we're paying our tolls. So why is the solution being put back to employers? And I think that's a very unfair, misrepresentation of what infrastructure with regards to traffic and transport in this country should be about. I think employers actually are playing their part. Employers are far more flexible now. They've adapted to what has happened over the last number of years. But I think this kind of narrative that, taxpaying employers who do a good job, who employ people, who are flexible, who do accommodate their workers, are actually the ones who should be asking the questions rather than the ones being pointed at to solve the problems, which actually isn't okay. Their responsibility.
All right, really interesting. Damian, thanks for talking to us. Damian McCarthy there, CEO of HR consultancy firm HR Buddy. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.